You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. It's 1 p.m. on a Friday, and so it's time for Chopped and Screwed. Welcome back to the show on all things sampling. I'm your host, Alex. I've got a special guest with me, who I'll introduce in a few minutes. Before I talk about what we're going to do for this very special episode of Chopped and Screwed. 2 weeks ago, I said that we were going to have a special episode on a genre of music, and I'm really psyched that it kind of panned out the way I expected it to be, and I'm super excited to get into this. With that being said, do you want to introduce yourself?
What's up? My name is Britton. Let's see. Friend of Alex. Enjoyer of music. Enjoyer of specifically jungle.
Ah, jungle. That's the topic of our show today. Jungle music. What is jungle music, Britton?
All right. So maybe it's appropriate to kind of set the scene here. We're going to do a brief little history lesson. So imagine it's the 80s. And you're in the UK.
Hold on. Okay, I got it. Yep.
Imagine it's the 80s and you're in the UK and you're making rave music. And you look over to the United States of America and you're like, what do they got going on over there? Oh, they got hip-hop going on over there. And what are they doing in hip-hop? They're using breakbeats.
And for everyone listening, remember we talked about breakbeats 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
Breakbeats,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to give a little...
Yeah.
Background
so
on breakbeats?
If I'm James Brown and I'm making some funk music, and I'm like, oh, we need this next part in the song to just really hit.
Yeah.
So what are we gonna do? We're gonna take a break for a beat.
Oh.
And everyone else is gonna stop playing, and the drummer is just gonna do his thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a drum solo, but it's more or just like a groove that just really hits, right?
Yeah.
So since it's just the drums, you can take that and you can sample it and you can do whatever you want to do with it. And people were doing that in hip hop. And these people making rave music in the UK, they looked over at that and they were like, hey, we could do something kind of similar. And that's where we get breakbeat hardcore, right? And then what if you said to yourself, okay, what if I want to sample more stuff, more than just breakbeats? And what if I want to sample some kind of like cheesy, campy, euphoric stuff, like Sesame Street?
Oh, okay.
Things of that nature. And then you went and did it, and people liked it. And that's where happy hardcore comes from.
Okay.
Stuff like Dune, Technohead, Party Animals, Scooter.
Are these all artists?
These are all artists.
Okay. So we go from breakbeat hardcore.
Breakbeat hardcore, and then a subgenre of that.
Yeah.
Happy hardcore.
And that came from... That's a type of electronic music?
Yeah, it had influences from Eurodance, trance, very euphoric, very kind of over the top, cheesy, but in kind of a tongue-in-cheek way.
Yeah. For all listeners that are unfamiliar with kind of like electronic music, a lot of production being done on computers. I think maybe the most common kind of genre that people would maybe recognize if they're unfamiliar would be like EDM or techno music.
Yeah.
That's that kind of genre, but this is deeper into, we'll get into it in this episode and the type of music, but I know maybe some people are unfamiliar with that
totally.
Kind of
Yeah,
music.
go listen to Dune, go listen to Scooter, go listen to Technohead. Go listen to Have You Ever Been Mellow by Party Animals and you will understand exactly what happy hardcore is.
Yeah.
And then what happens is, like 99% of the evolution of contemporary music, you have this event and then you have a reaction to that event, an opposite reaction. So as happy hardcore is emerging, you have all these people that are like, oh man, that's cheesy.
Yeah.
It's too over the top. It's too happy. What do you get? Darkcore.
Naturally, right?
Uh-huh. Same formula of breakbeat hardcore, but totally different samples, horror inspired, industrial ambient sort of sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from this darkcore sound that you start to see some of the core elements of jungle starting to take shape.
Yeah.
A lot.
1993?
1993.
Okay.
A lot of the sort of seminal, big, dark core tracks, like, you know, if anyone wants to go do their homework, Here Comes the Drums, Doc Scott, Valley of the Shadows by Origin Unknown. In 1993, those are also kind of considered proto-jungle tracks.
Okay.
Right? A lot of people would lump those in to early jungle, right? Because you see this darker sort of sound taking shape that's, you know, sort of reflective of this, you know, maybe a drearier attitude that a lot of people felt represented their life in London a little bit more. You know, it's like post-Thatcher London. It's rainy all the time.
Gray.
People don't want, you know.
Cold.
Yeah. People are like, let's listen to something that kind of represents this a little bit more. You know, yeah. I still want to dance.
Right.
But something a little more dark, subdued.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got all that going on. We're at Darkcore. They're sampling breakbeats. They're dancing to it. Let's pan over to Jamaica.
Right. What's going on there?
And so this is at a time where you had a lot of immigration to the UK from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And over in Jamaica, you had these sound systems, right? Group of people making music. They got a whole bunch of big, huge speakers.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of this before.
Dude, so cool.
Yeah.
And they would go, and there would be sound clashes where it's like two competing sound systems going at once. Super cool. And you had, you
they'd
know,
throw them in like trucks, right? Like they'd put them in their cars and like have,
just these huge, massive arrays of speakers. And that kind of went hand in hand with this growing interest in bass that was happening with all the dub music going on.
Yeah.
So all this breakbeat stuff melds with this whole sound system culture as it's sort of reaching the UK.
Yeah. And reggae, right?
These dance hall toasters, the big, fat dub bass, the delay, the whole culture of sound clashes. Turns out that melded really well with all this breakbeat stuff that was going on. Mm. And that's where you see the evolution of what's called Raga Jungle.
Really cool.
So before we start listening to some jungle, where does that term come from? Why do we call it jungle?
Right? Yeah, why do we call
why
it jungle?
Do we call it jungle? So the evolution, sorry, no, the origins of that term can be traced back to dance hall toasters or reggae toasters because it was back in like the 70s, right?
What's a toaster?
Toaster is like an MC, right? The kind of part, you can think of it like singer, rapper, but you're also just kind of hyping up the crowd.
Right, right.
Showman.
Yeah.
Right. And the whole thing with toasters was happening, you know, hand in hand with dance hall and with reggae. And back in the 70s, you had these toasters making references to junglists, the jungle. What were they talking about? They were talking about Kingston, the concrete jungle, right?
Oh, okay.
And you know, making references to like all the junglists, it's kind of just this signifier of like, I'm here, I'm a local, like Kingston, shape me into who I am. And it's just kind of a.
And this is in the UK.
That's back in Kingston.
Okay.
And then, as you know, sound systems are moving into the UK,
right,
starting to develop there. That phrase, that word, you know, sort of gets reappraised.
Right.
Not necessarily reappraised, but the interesting thing about it is that it could be construed as like a racist term, right? Jungle music.
Yeah.
But, you know, since it was, as with like most good music, it was black people at the forefront of it.
Yeah.
They said, you know, we can spin this and we can own this term.
Right.
Right. And that, so that's where that comes from.
Really cool.
All right, let's listen to some music. Huh?
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, let's get into the music part of the show. I think the structure of this, we're going to talk about three, like, historically, probably the most popular breakbeats that are used in jungle music. The first one we're going to talk about, what's really cool is we're not going to listen to the full songs. We're going to listen to the breakbeats, and then we're going to listen to how those have been used in some songs in the past, in like when jungle was first coming out, and then also some modern day stuff. So we'll hear clips of the breakbeats, how they've been chopped, if you will. This kind of plays in If you haven't already kind of noticed to the title of the show, The Chopped and Screwed, it refers to kind of like the mixing, the very, very kind of like variation of these break beats into like new beats for songs. And so we're going to play a clip of the break beat. We're going to listen to how it can be chopped or remixed, and then we're going to listen to some songs. So the first song, do you want to like kind of talk a little bit about it?
Totally. Talk about Think About It?
Yeah, Think About It.
Yeah. Think About It by Lynn Collins. I believe it was produced by James Brown.
Yep, yep.
It's a good song, and maybe it would be appropriate at this point to speak a little bit on what necessarily we mean by chopping breakbeats.
Sure, yeah, please.
So at the time, what was available to producers of electronic music, we didn't have all the fancy software we have today. We didn't have FL Studio. We didn't have Ableton. But what we had was these hardware samplers. What a sampler does is it allows you to take a piece of audio, cut out little sections of it, and manipulate them in various ways.
Yeah.
So if you have this song, Think About It by Lynn Collins,
yeah,
and you have these little sections of it that are breakbeats, you can chop those up, take them out of the song, then you have this beat. What you can do further from that is you can cut out each individual little drum hit,
yeah,
from the beat, and then you essentially have this like kind of digital drum kit to totally reassemble into whatever kind of pattern you want. And once you add effects into the mix, delay, mm-hmm, pitching, time stretching,
yeah,
the possibilities are really endless. So yeah, what I
let's went, just we yeah, should just listen to just one listen to it. And then we get, well, let's get into like what has happened in this kind of beat. So this is the breakbeat from Think About It by Lynn Collins. Sorry guys, wrong one. That's just a little preview of what's to come. Here we go. Think About It, Lynn Collins. So you can hear the groove. It's a lot of drumming, mostly drums, right?
Mm-hmm. But you also have that iconic, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, the little kind of screaming back. So yeah, this is what it sounds like for an example of it being chopped up. Really cool. Right? Like it's a different groove, but you can hear like the influence and like exactly what's to me what's going on in the original song, mm-hmm, as compared to, mm-hmm, the new chopped mix. Really? Pardon me. So do you want to talk about some of the songs?
Yeah. So there's countless songs, countless jungle songs that feature the Think Break. It is an iconic break. One very notable song, The Burial, by Leviticus.
Gotcha.
1994 underground hit. Started as an underground hit. Sort of became a smash hit on pirate radio. Jungle was pretty much exclusively played on pirate radio.
Yeah, what's
up
pirate radio?
Up until 1994. So for whatever reason, I don't know necessarily the politics or the economics of it, but at the time, early 90s in the UK, there was a lot of restrictions on what could be played on public radio. Mm. And there was these people that wanted to play, you know, their own stuff, get it out there to the masses, but they couldn't do that through, you know, the conventional government-approved routes. So they started doing these renegade, illegal radio stations, like broadcasting from rooftops.
Yeah.
And it really was serious. You know, they were getting raided by the police, and it was pretty cool. But that was very much synonymous with the origins of jungle music. It was
really
all
cool
through pirate radio.
Yeah, and so that is the way a lot of people kind of discovered new jungle music, mm-hmm, right?
Totally.
Okay.
So this song, The Burial by Leviticus, you will hear a couple samples in it, which we might listen to afterwards.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Here is Leviticus by The Burial. When did this, or The Burial by Leviticus?
The Burial by Leviticus.
When did this come out?
94, I think.
94. Here we go. That was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just listened to The Burial by Leviticus. That sample, I mean, that used a breakbeat from the song Think About It by Lynn Collins, mm-hmm. produced by James Brown. Mm-hmm. James Brown, we won't talk about any of his direct samples, but there are a couple other songs by him that are very, very sampled.
Funky Drummer.
Yeah, big breakbeat songs. Yeah, so that was really cool. So that song samples, should we just talk about, why don't we talk about a modern version? We can skip over it. That song samples a few songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'll link those on the Spotify playlist that I'll link at the episode that you can find on CITR.ca /chopped-screwed. You can check out the samples in those songs. We want to get through all three breakbeats, so we may come back to it if we have the time, but for the sake of... education,
we got
maybe.
A lot of music to cover.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to cover.
All right.
So, modern example.
Yes. Let's listen to Forever Dubbed by Tim Reaper and DJ Chromes.
Okay.
Tim Reaper, if anyone listening is at all interested in listening to people carrying on this sort of old school jungle tradition in the year 2023. Look no further than Tim Reaper and his label, Future Retro London. He has collected pretty much all of the contemporary jungle artists worth listening to onto that label. Just total powerhouse. The dude is so prolific. He releases an EP, like, I don't know, once a week. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's so good.
That's sick. Okay, so Forever Dubbed, this samples Think About It, correct?
Yep, you'll hear some Think breaks in it. You will hear a bunch of other breaks in it. And you will hear how much the chopping techniques have evolved
from
the 90s.
Yeah. So do you know when this came out?
This year.
This year.
Within the last 6 months.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, cool. So from 1994 to 2023, here is Forever Dubbed by DJ Chromes and Tim Reaper.
Better late than never. For that 1 year. Forever.
a rule from long time.
That was Forever Dubbed by DJ Chromes and Tim Reaper. And The Interest of Time, that wasn't the full song, but...
So good.
Yeah, so good. I really like that. That's so sick. And you could also hear, you were telling me while the song was playing that not only is it the Think About It breakbeat that's sampled, but there's a couple others, we're about to talk about, right? There's a couple of layered samples in that song. It also had a breakbeat within the song, which is kind of fun, using breakbeats to make the normal beat, but then also including like a pause in that. Just really cool.
So much going on.
Yeah, artistically really, really cool. Yeah. I totally get like why he's got that, you know, such a good, like, it seemed like he just has so much, a good pick of like artists on his label and like, very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah.
He does this cool series, Meeting of the Minds, where it's just him and like four other artists, and he collabs on a song with like each of them.
Really cool.
Really cool stuff.
Do you feel like you can, you know, after listening to all this kind of jungle music, do you feel like you can, without knowing who made it, do you feel like you have a good ear for like what DJ does what in their songs?
Yeah, people definitely have distinct sounds.
Like signature?
Yeah, like Sully especially. Yeah. Like you can pick out a Sully track without knowing it was by him. He has a very distinct style.
That's so cool. Yeah. Yeah, really, really cool. All right, let's talk about the next sample.
Okay, cool.
We previewed this a little bit earlier in the show by accident.
So this is Apache by Michael Viner's Incredible Bongo Band. And this is a break that was actually more predominantly used in the 90s in the kind of more like IDM influenced stuff, the ambient jungle that was going on, like Bookum, Omni Trio.
What does ambient jungle mean?
You ever play one of those kind of early 2000s PS2 racing games?
Yeah. Yeah, actually I have.
That whole sound.
Yeah.
You know, the soundtrack to those
kind of games. Right.
That sort of grew out of ambient jungle.
Cool.
Some good ones to listen to would be like Atlantis by Bookum. Anything by, Omni Trio. Goldie had some good stuff. But this is a break that, you know, it kind of died out come the 2000s, come the growth of drum and bass and the heavier, dancier stuff.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the raw one. Let's listen to the chopped ones.
All right. Here's the... Here's the raw Apache sample. I like that one. You can hear the bongos.
Yeah, it's got those bongos, dude. It's the Incredible Bongo Band.
All right, so someone back then chopped it up.
I did these.
You did these?
Yeah.
No way. I didn't know that. That's sick. Yeah, oh, my God.
Did these in Ableton.
What? Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I had no clue. Oh, my God. That's so sick. Someone, Britain, chopped these up. And, I wish I knew that. I would have sold this so much harder. I would have been like, this is the craziest new artist. You know? okay. Britain chopped this up at Ableton, which is one of the softwares that
Digital Audio Workstation.
Yeah. So this is the... The chopped... Oh, that's so sick. That's so impressive. Okay, here's the chopped sample. Oh, so dope. Oh, my goodness. I can't... That's so cool. Okay.
Okay. Let's listen to Inner City Life by Goldie. Okay. Goldie... So OG. He started off as a graffiti writer. He's so good at everything he does. Started making music. His debut album was just like a total chart topper. So many hits.
Yeah.
Went on to found Metalheads.
Okay.
Which was probably like one of the biggest labels in early drum and bass, which by the way evolved from jungle.
Yeah, we'll get it. There's some sections on bass, right? We'll get into that a little bit more later.
All right, okay, let's listen to it.
Dope. Let's listen to
Inner City
by Goldie. Thank you very much.
Come to me in those open arms, is where I wanna be. Living free. I need to feel your love. Yeah. Living free.
That was Inner City Life by Goldie. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with a lot more jungle, a lot more samples, and a lot more knowledge bombs that my kind friend Britton has been dropping on the show. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You've tuned in to Chopped and Screwed, special episode, because myself, Alex, my friend Britton, we're talking all about the electronic genre jungle. Dance music, really cool, a lot of cool stuff on sampling. The history has been really excellent so far. I've really enjoyed just learning so much about, you know, where this music genre comes from and the methods. And also, I was recently discovered that I've been treated to self-produced chopped edits of these samples made by Britton. And that's sick. Cool. So we got another one of the songs that uses the Apache break.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to listen to it really quick. It's called Da Drums by Remark. And then we have a little tidbit of information.
Another tactical knowledge bomb.
Oh.
Incoming.
Couldn't have said it better myself. All right. Here is Da Drums by Remark.
Drums, 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 drums
so good.
Yeah, that was awesome. What you just heard was Dedrummed by Remark.
Mm-hmm.
Used, actually, it uses all three samples.
All three.
We're gonna get to the third in a sec here, but specifically, you could hear the bongos off the Apache sample.
Hear the bongos. Hear the tambourine from the Think Break.
Yeah.
And you heard a little third one once it got a little heavier there. So, yeah, that was a bit of a rarer cut.
Yeah.
It was a dub plate, actually.
So, yeah. What is a dub plate?
What's a dub plate? Yeah. You'll hear that word. If you listen to enough drum and bass, jungle, garage, you will hear the word dub plate. And you'll be like, what is that? What's a dub plate? A dub plate is, historically, this acetate disc, different from the PVC that normal vinyl records are made of, that was used in the mastering process to sort of test out a recording, test out the mix, before you go and mass produce the vinyl.
Right.
Because they're made in a different way, right?
Mm.
Vinyl records, it's like these lumps of plastic that you're just molding in this mass-produced way. A dub plate, you have this needle that's like cutting an audio like modulated groove into this like lacquer that's put over this blank disc.
Right.
Because of that, they're not meant to last as long as a vinyl record. Mm. So you can only really play them like 40 times.
Whoa.
Right? So the first person to kind of take a dub plate and do something fresh with it, not just like have this as kind of a step in the mastering process.
Yeah.
King Tubby.
Mm.
Super, super OG dub producer. Really just pioneered the whole genre of dub. And they would use these dub plates in sound clashes to make like special one-off versions of these more popular tracks.
And those sound clashes, remember, are the kind of like competitions between sound systems. Yeah.
And then that kind of went further once we had jungle and drum and bass in the UK. People were using dub plates as a way to make exclusive tracks.
Okay.
So if I'm a DJ and I'm making these jungle tracks and I want there to be a lot of hype around it, I'll make a dub plate and I'll make, you know, a limited amount of them, maybe like five or something. And then it's like, you know, if I'm out of the rave and someone drops that track, you're like, yo, what is that?
Yeah.
What was that? That was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a rare dub plate. It's exclusive. It kind of just like builds the hype of it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of really, really good songs from the 90s that were only released on dub plates that are really hard to find and they're really expensive nowadays.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
And. Yeah. Is there any like sound advantage, or is it changed the way it sounds, or is it really more the exclusivity of the?
I think it's more the exclusivity. Honestly, I don't know enough about vinyl to be able to tell you that.
Right,
but,
man, that's so cool. What a cool like limited edition. You know, like I guess like you have today, Spotify, Apple Music, all this digital, you know, way of kind of spreading music and listening to music and. In terms of exclusivity, it's been a great thing because you hear so much new music, right? And you have so much access to music. But that hype around like, oh, this is my track, you know, and guess what? You can only play it 40 times.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That's super, super cool. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, we're going to jump into the third and final sample or breakbeat for this episode.
The one.
The one.
The only.
The most sampled song of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Amen, Brother.
By
The Winstons.
The Winstons. In the pilot episode of Chopped and Screwed, I'm not sure if it's online, I mentioned it in a different context. This break has been used in a lot of hip-hop, in
A lot of everything.
But in this context, jungle music.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Once you hear what this sounds like and once you hear what it sounds like chopped up, you will start hearing it in
everything.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Old hip-hop, new hip-hop, old jungle, new jungle.
Totally.
Everything. Yeah. All right, here is the Amen break. So classic. And then, thanks to our guest Britton, here's it chopped up. We'll be right back. so sick. All right. Let's get into some songs.
Yeah. Super Sharp Shooter by DJ Zinc. This was a huge track. Still is a huge track. Everyone knows this song. This kind of marks a turning point in Jungle into what was called at the time Jump Up.
Mm.
There was less of a focus on kind of complicated chopping of breaks, less of a focus on this kind of ambient, darker sound. It transitioned into something a little bit more accessible, a little bit more danceable, with a focus on these rolling, huge, sick bass lines. And that's where you see the kind of early phases of what we know now as drum and bass.
Really, really cool. All right, we're going to listen to it, and then we'll be right back.
The S, the U, the P, the E, the R, the S, the H, the A, the R, the P, the S, the H, the O, the T, the E, the R, the S, the U, the P, the E, the R, the S, the H, the A, the R, the P, the S, the H, the O, the super, the chug, the chugs. Check it. I'm the man who direction blazing the stuff that ain't blazing the stuff that ain't checking. I'm the man who direction. Super sharp shots.
The S, the U, the P, the E, the R, the S, the H, the A, the R, the P, the S, the H, the O, the T, the E, the R. Chop, shooter, shooting, super, 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 chop, chuts. Check it.
That was Super Sharp Shooter
by DJ Zinc.
That was really cool. Something you mentioned while that was playing is the move from 80 BPM to 160. Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Most jungle sits around 160 to 170 BPM, which allows you to sample songs at 80 BPM, which is a lot of hip-hop songs.
Mm.
And it got that kind of halftime feel like you got at the beginning of that one.
Yeah, that's really, really cool.
And then it hits even harder when you double it up.
Yeah. It feels like, you know, you want to move, right?
Totally.
Hence
the name, Jump Up.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to listen to one last song, and then we're going to kind of close out the show. There's so much more to this.
So much more.
There's so much more, and I wish we could talk about this for the next 3 hours, but we unfortunately can't. However, I'm going to include a bunch of extra information on the show description. I might link the audio files mm-hmm. I have to some extra songs on the show as well, if that's cool with you.
Totally.
Yeah, so here's our last song for today. Why is this one like a little bit of like a summary of like everything we've talked to?
Mm.
I talked about.
I don't know if it's necessarily a summary, but this is a good callback to something I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Ragga Jungle.
Like the bow tie. It's like the bow tie.
It's the icing on the cake.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. I can't imagine anyone listening to this song and not enjoying it. It's so good. It combines just like the groove and power and energy of dancehall toasters with the groove and power and energy of jungle beats. Holla at me.
Awesome. Here's Limb by Limb by Cuddy Ranks.
Personal, who not talk about done? You think me come for done? All me have to do is send for the new gun. Anything test dead, dead. Come on, them finna
That was Limb by Limb by Cuddy Ranks.
DJ SS Remix. Go listen to some Cuddy Ranks, though. So good.
Super cool. Yeah. I had to fade that one out a little bit early just so we can wrap up this episode in a timely manner with respect to the next show, mm-hmm. but also kind of summarize, like, why jungle? Like, what do you love about jungle music?
I love so many things about it. I love that it brings together so many influences.
Yeah.
From funk to dance hall to breakbeat. And I love how it's evolved. And there's so much you can do just with chopping up some breaks.
Yeah.
Something about it just works so well.
Yeah.
The bass, the whole rhythm as melody thing, kind of flipping that whole structure on its head.
Yeah, that's a really cool. Just listening to it now, I'm not super kind of well versed in the jungle genre. I've definitely listened to a couple tracks, but it's very like physical. Like listening to that, you feel, and especially I would assume you don't listen to that like quietly, right? Like ambient jungle might be like kind of nice for some background stuff, but like a lot of this stuff feels very like a physical experience more than like just listening. And so I think that is also really cool. I mean, that's just music in general, but specific to jungle, it's like you can really feel bass and kind of the rhythm, and I think that's a really cool part of it.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, do you want to give a little like plug to just a little bit? I mean, yeah, we heard some stuff. Enjoyed any of those,
enjoyed those tracks.
Yeah.
I DJ. I sort of make music.
Sweet.
On the low.
Where can we check you out?
I don't know. On Instagram?
Instagram?
I guess.
What's your Instagram?
Coming soon on SoundCloud.
Okay.
My Instagram. What is my Instagram? Nebulon _ 5K _ LOD.
Sweet.
Dude, so many people are going to go look that up.
I hope so. I hope so. I mean, well, now there's pressure on you to put out some tracks.
I know.
Man, I'm just so impressed. Like, super cool. I feel like I learned so much. I hope everyone listening felt like they learned something really cool about such a cool genre of music. And I think I was saying this earlier, it's like, this is London. Like, this predominantly, you know, came out of London. There are so many places like that have these niche music genres. If anyone listening ever wants to come in, talk about sampling in a cool genre, like, please hit me up. Email vp@citr.ca. That's my email. Say what's up. Say, hey, you missed this. Hey, you missed this. Hey, I want to talk about this. And I'd love to have you on the show. It's so much fun. I love, you know, doing the show by myself, but I feel like it's just another level when I get to talk to someone else, especially when they're so knowledgeable on a topic. So I really appreciate you coming in, Britton.
Dude, I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. Potential show coming, maybe. Yeah. So
I would like to.
Yeah, keep an eye out. Keep an ear out.
I might just keep an ear out. Cool to do some live mixing.
Yeah, that'd be really
DJ for like an hour.
Really, really cool.
Once every 2 weeks.
Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in to Chopped and Screwed. I'm not really sure if we're gonna have an episode in 2 weeks, but if we don't, we'll definitely be back in the new year. Should be the same time slot every other Friday at 1 p.m. And thanks for tuning in to Chopped and Screwed on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll talk to you soon.